Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be plenty of sunshine. We will have a high of about 70. Skies are clear in Kenosha. It's 46 degrees. Still some fog in Burlington where it's 43. Milwaukee, partly cloudy, 56. Partly cloudy in Racine, 53 degrees. A man is dead. Racine police still investigating the shooting incident that occurred last night. It was around 16th Street and Taylor Avenue on the city's Near West Side. Officers and paramedics sent there at about 8:45 on the report of a man with a gunshot wound to the head. No effort to immediately transport the victim to the hospital, though. The medical examiner's office was then contacted. A canvass of that immediate neighborhood was conducted. Taylor Avenue between 16th and 17th Streets closed as part of the investigation. Yesterday on the far west side of Racine, honoring the memories of murder victims and shining the spotlight on how those deaths impact family members and friends, that was the reason several dozen mainly Racine area residents got together at Pritchard Park's Pavilion. Police Chief Art Howell was there. He said it's the forgotten part of these tragedies, those who were left behind.
Each family supports one another. If you haven't had a family member lost to violence, you don't know what that feels like. And so families support one another. And it's also about healing for the community. Whenever something tragic happens, it's great for the community to come together to let everybody know that we stand together and we're going to heal together.
He said he's personally known a lot of affected families. And he said that law enforcement over the years is a lot more aware of these families, especially now with cold cases getting more attention. The picnic gathering concluded with silent thoughts, the release of balloons, and the wiping of a few tears. All part of a National Day of Remembrance for murder victims. Somebody briefly got into the garage of an elderly Caledonia woman along the East Frontage Road the early part of yesterday afternoon. That person, though, fled when the 92-year-old tapped on a window, and now police are seeking a man who was living in a nearby camper as a person of interest in that case. The camper on the property, south of the property, that is, a case of trespassing for that. Whether this is the same person who committed the garage burglary, that has yet to be determined. Anybody with information asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 262-636-9330 or send a text message to crimes and tip 417. A cybersecurity and payments expert with American Bankers Association is saying get ready to see a lot more credit cards with embedded microchips.
We expect to see about 575 million chip cards by the end of this year. So that's a pretty good ramp up when you consider that that's about 70% of the credit card market within the United States.
That's Doug Johnson, who says retailers have been a little slow to embrace the new technology, noting the card's effectiveness in Europe has driven more crime online, and that might well happen here in the U.S. School zones and drop-off and pick-up time can be a little bit crazy if you've been through that in terms of extra vehicles and lack of movement. And a former Racine alderman believes there ought to be greater enforcement of the current parking rules. Robert Mosel wants the Traffic Commission to discuss parking enforcement around schools by the police department, and it's on the agenda for later today for a meeting at City Hall. On another agenda item, Mosel wants a policy from the Public Works Commissioner on the payment of parking signs by Racine Unified. State Department of Transportation, meanwhile, launching a social media campaign to increase awareness and compliance with the state's Move Over Law. David Pabst is director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety, says this will include true stories of tragedy and near misses.
The state trooper talks about nearly being struck by a semi, including some good in-car video footage. The county highway commissioner talks about two employees that were struck and killed by a vehicle. And there's a story about a tow truck driver who was killed while working along the interstate in northwest Wisconsin. These are powerful stories, and we hope that they will further increase public awareness and compliance.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's Move Over Law does require you to either move away from or slow down when you're coming across emergency responders, as well as highway maintenance crews, tow truck operators, others stopped along the roadway. The Sears store in Brookfield Square closed either because of a power outage or because the city condemned it as dangerous and unsafe. The only store in the mall that was closed on Sunday. A notice from Brookfield's Inspection Service Department says the roof, quote, may be compromised, unquote, and the store was shut down until repairs are approved by inspectors. Meanwhile, over the weekend, heavy rain causing part of the roof at the Sears store in Kenosha's Pershing Plaza to collapse over the weekend. Store was open, fans were blowing, though, and there was a little evidence of at least one ceiling tile having fallen to the floor. And do not hesitate to get a flu shot a little earlier than maybe you normally do. John Colbert has more about getting your flu shot before everybody else gets in line.
That advice from Dr. Pat Remington, Associate Dean of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine. It's not like the vaccine will wear off, he says.
No, it won't. And they won't manufacture another batch. Sometimes, as you may have heard, that when the flu actually begins to circulate, they make the best guess of the antigens, the type of flu vaccine to make. Occasionally, they don't get it 100% right. But once it's manufactured, that's the flu vaccine that everybody will get. So there's no reason to wait.
Last year was an especially early and rough influenza season in Wisconsin. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a new study out indicating nearly all of the brains of former NFL players that were tested showed the presence of a disease caused by repeated heavy blows to the head. The disease is simply known as CTE, which has been linked to dementia, depression, even suicide for several top NFL players. Study was done as part of a collaboration between the Department of Veterans Affairs and Boston University to try and learn more about that concussive disease. Packers struggled at times last night against Seattle's defense, but ended up beating the Seahawks 27-17, a quality win according to linebacker Clay Matthews.
It's nice. You know, it's nice to start the season 2-0, but I think it's a great win, and that was a very good team. You know, a team that, you know, who's going to win a fair share of ball games, this year. So I think that was important for us.
2-0 for the Packers. Seahawks are 0-2. Eddie Lacy suffered an ankle injury among the injuries for the Packers last night. Burlington native Tony Romo is out of action, maybe for the next couple of months. A broken left collarbone suffered with the Cowboys' victory over the Eagles.
You know, it's the NFL. Things are going to come up. It's our job to just go back to work, and the guys in this football team know it's really just going to be about this next week. After tonight, guys are going to enjoy it, and then they're going to get back to work, and guys will be ready for Atlanta.
And the Bears, who lost to the Cardinals, they lost Jay Cutler, a hamstring injury that he suffered trying to make a tackle on an interception that he threw. 30-year-old David Stern's going to be the new general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, according to MLB.com. Brewers been looking for a new GM since Doug Melvin announced he would be stepping down. Stern's previously working for the Mets, Indians, Pirates, Major League Baseball, and the Arizona Fall League. Racine County Board tomorrow night will be asked to confirm a new veteran service officer. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave telling WRJN News that Brad Bailing is coming from Kenosha.
Got extensive experience working with veterans. We're lucky to have him. I know through the interview process, we had a number of candidates, and he really stood out.
Meanwhile, Delagrave noting that each county has to have a veteran service officer for what is some very important work.
It's providing services, yes, but the other aspect is it's networking, it's getting connected, it's establishing the relationships with the veterans, and his predecessor did a great job, and that's one of the things we liked about Brad, that he was able to, that stood out in the interview process.
Online information says that Bailing got his master's in business administration from Liberty University, was a chief master sergeant in the Air Force up until February of this year. As promised, Kenosha Alderman David Bogdala introduced a resolution that invites the Republican National Committee to hold a presidential primary debate in Kenosha. City Council adopting a resolution at the last meeting extending the invite to the Democrats, who said that a debate would be held in Wisconsin but have not picked a date or a location. Bogdala did try to get the council to include the GOP, but Alderman decided it was better to create separate invites. Kenosha County Board also urging the Democrats to hold their debate in Kenosha. And speaking of the presidential primaries, Governor Scott Walker canceling an appearance in Michigan over the weekend to speak to hundreds of evangelical Christians in Iowa. The Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition's fall fundraiser seemed to be yet another signal. The caucuses are kind of a make-or-break event for him. He did offer his critique, though, of the way his campaign is being depicted in the media.
I'm getting tired of the name-calling and the personality issues out there. I think we want to talk about real issues, don't you?
It's a new national poll out from CNN has Governor Walker below single digits in Iowa, less than 1% support after having been an early leader. He was among the 8 presidential candidates speaking at that event in Des Moines. It lasted nearly 6 hours. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form. You can listen to them whenever you want, any time of the day or night. Local news section, that's where you go. At WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.